Well, Nita, Jewish community opinion remains divided over Section 18C of the Federal Racial Discrimination Act after news that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is proposing landmark changes to the Act. Now, Malcolm Turnbull on Tuesday presented MPs with a modified package removing the words offend, insult and humiliate from the section's description of unlawful conduct, replacing them instead with the tougher condition of harassment, and is in negotiations to pass the changes through the Senate. Now, at a community forum on 18C last week, Goldstein MP and former Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson argued strongly for changes to 18C, stating that using the law to decide where the boundaries of free speech are is bad and represents real censorship. Now, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry issued a joint statement with seven other ethnic community groups stating the proposals would weaken, perhaps emasculate, existing legal protections against racist hate speech. And Colin Rubenstein, the executive director of AJAC, said that removing the words insult, offend and humiliate and replacing them with harass will, in our view, significantly weaken legislation that has worked effectively for more than 20 years. The Jewish community remains divided over 18C.
Evan, the multimillionaire Harry Trigabov announced last week that he will not renew the lease to Rabbi Pinchas Feldman of the Yeshiva Center. This is real big news. They were very close.
Yeah, that's right. They're very old friends, Nita, but seemingly not anymore. Rabbi Pinchas Feldman's days at Flood Street in Bondi seem numbered after an extraordinary exchange between members of the Feldman family and property developer Harry Trigabov in the last week. Now, speaking to the Jewish News this week, Harry Trigabov said that he regretted giving Feldman a cheaper lease for parts of the yeshiva property. He says it was a mistake to give him a lease. The lease is only for another few months, and then it's finished. I will never give him a lease again. Now, when Harry Trigabov was asked if he thinks that Rabbi Feldman will leave, he replied, no one will evict him before Pesach, that's for sure. If he goes, we should be so lucky. And Harry Trigabov took a swipe at his old friend, stating that if I was him, I would be more worried about the Royal Commission. Now, Nisa, this spectacular fight between the Feldman family and the longtime yeshiva donor Trigabov reached boiling point last week when Trigabov's company Meriton, which owns the yeshiva property in Bondi, withdrew an offer for Rabbi Feldman to be the spiritual leader of the yeshiva synagogue. Now, in the same letter from Meriton, several other Feldman rabbis were told their leases for offices and the shul within yeshiva would end and they needed to leave by April 20. Now, Trigabov has backed Rabbi Feldman financially to the tune of more than $10 million over the past few decades. Your listeners will remember when yeshiva was in dire financial straits in 2012, he bought the property in Bondi for $6 million and gave Rabbi Pinchas Feldman and others space within yeshiva for a significantly cheaper rent. But since 2012, the relationship between the Feldman family and Trigabov has declined, and the Jewish News understands that this dispute started when Trigabov handed over control of yeshiva to Rabbi David Slavin.
It is very big news indeed. You've got other big news from Melbourne.
Well, Nita, in Melbourne, our cover story this week is about Rabbi Zvi Telzner. More than 18 months after Rabbi Zvi Telzner resigned as the Yeshiva Center senior rabbi, admitting that his conduct towards child sexual abuse victims and their families was not in line with the values of yeshiva, he's still being paid his regular salary. Now, this stunning revelation came to light when the Jewish News asked the yeshiva boards questions to mark 100 days since they were elected. The boards replied, Rabbi Telzner is receiving his regular salary. Until now, there has not been a governing body with authority to address this. It should be noted that his employment contract allows for certain financial compensation should his position be vacated. His official position has been in suspension since the resignation letter. A victim of child abuse told the Jewish News this week that this is just an example of yeshiva's attitude towards leaders who have made mistakes.
And we are listening to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the Jewish community leaders are concerned at the record of the new Australian Council of Trade Union, the ACTU secretary. Her name is Sally McManus. She's got this record of supporting BDS against Israel.
Yeah, that's right. In 2011, Sally McManus, who historically became the first female ACTU secretary last week, had written to the then mayor of Marrickville in Sydney, Fiona Byrne of the Australian Greens, expressing her enthusiastic support for the BDS campaign. The president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Anton Block, said campaigns which seek to delegitimise the State of Israel have been rejected by the main parties for good reason. But he noted that McManus has attended a Shabbat dinner at Central Synagogue in Sydney 3 years ago. He says this may indicate a softening of Ms. McManus' position since she wrote the letter to the Marrickville mayor at the time.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, there was a very eventful an historic turning point for the Sydney Jewish Museum last week.
That's right, Nita. Clearly moved Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull battled at times to control his emotions when delivering a stirring keynote speech at the official launch of the Sydney Jewish Museum's new permanent Holocaust exhibition last Sunday. Malcolm Turnbull told the audience of more than 350 people that we are capable of the greatest love, us humans, but we are capable of the most terrible crimes, and that is why we must never forget the Holocaust. He says that's why this museum, this memorial is so important. It reminds us what can happen when respect is gone and when hatred takes its place. Turnbull joined in a standing ovation for the dozens of Holocaust survivors who attended the ceremony, and after unveiling a plaque marking the exhibition's opening, Malcolm Turnbull returned suddenly to the microphone. He says, "This is a really important moment for me. I am very, very honored."
Evan, I really love the cover page, the photo, and the story of this week of the Australian Jewish News edition. It is the story of an incredible 14-year-old Moriah College student.
Nita, this is an incredible story. Your listeners might remember 14-year-old Gidon Goodman. He's a student of Moriah College and he's suffered from Gaucher's disease since he was 5 years old. He's had to make fortnightly treatments at the Sydney Children's Hospital, and he noticed the incredibly expensive cost of parking in hospitals, and he decided to create a petition which was signed by more than 70,000 people that he presented to the health minister. And on Monday there was an announcement from the state government that a commitment was made to slash hospital parking fees by up to $200 per week for patients who require regular hospital treatments. Now, Gidon Goodman, he's our cover story this week. He told the Jewish News that the government's decision was a huge win for people power. He says it really shows that democracy works and people can achieve change. What an unbelievable story. As I said, he's an inspiration for us all. Well done. A big mazel tov to you, Gidon Goodman. A job well done.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much and have a great week.